A lot of people ask me for recommendations about binoculars. Back when I had a job with an optics retailer, I used to keep track of the various brands and models, but I don't have access to test models anymore, and my focus has always really been birds rather than equipment. I used to feel a little weird when people would call about a rumored new high-end product coming out right after they'd bought a competing high-end brand, asking if I thought it would be worth it to exchange their new binoculars for even newer ones. I so badly wanted to ask why the heck they were still reading about binoculars when they had a brand new pair that they should be out using. Why would anyone with excellent binoculars waste their time reading ever more material about optics when they could be out there looking at birds? Even though I don't keep track of brands and models anymore, my recommendations are pretty much what they've always been. My own favorites back when I could compare were Zeiss's, and now I have their top-tier Zeiss SFs, but I could never have afforded them on my own. They were a gift. I'd make a blanket recommendation of Zeiss for people who can easily afford them, except I know too many people who prefer Swarovskis or Kawas. I can't fairly compare because I haven't tried recent models of any other binoculars. A lot of rock star birders get sponsored by optics companies. They wear branded baseball caps and other swag and strongly recommend their sponsoring brand, but the vast majority of them have not made fair comparisons. The truth remains, as it has since I was evaluating binoculars, that the jump in discernible quality between $300 models and $3,000 models is not nearly as big a jump as between $50 binoculars and $300 ones. I absolutely believe that you should never spend more than you can comfortably afford on binoculars. If you do, you'll be afraid something bad will happen to them, and you'll be less likely to take them when you're canoeing or biking. We did spend my family's entire discretionary income in 1988 when I bought my first high-end binoculars because I was counting birds and my eyes got seriously fatigued at the end of an 8-hour stretch looking up at blue sky before eyeglasses had UV protection and while my binoculars were slightly out of alignment. But those pretty cheap pocket binoculars had been just fine for over a decade. Now that I'm photographing birds, I'd put the lion's share of my discretionary income budget into an excellent camera and lens. Most of the birds I look at through optics nowadays are seen via my camera, not my binoculars anyway. And many beginning birders now like to take pictures of what they see. If you are economizing on binoculars, remember that the quality of the lens coatings and quality glass for any price point are directly related to the magnification power. So if you're buying a less expensive pair, you'll get clearer optics the lower the power of a given brand and model. I'd never even consider getting inexpensive 10-power binoculars. For the cost, 7 or 8x would be much better. Also, remember that light gathering increases directly with the size of the outer or objective lens, and the higher the power, the more light you need. A good rule is to make sure the second number, the diameter of that objective lens in millimeters, should be at least 4, and even better, 5 times the first number, the magnification power. So 7x28 or 7x35 is comparable in brightness to 8x32 or 8x40 or to 10x40 or 10x50. And the bigger that second number is, the heavier the binoculars are. Heavy binoculars are much more comfortable to use when you have them on a harness rather than a neck strap. Once you buy a pair of binoculars, don't waste energy second-guessing your decision. Get out there and use them. Don't spend time studying other models until you're ready to buy a second pair. I keep my older binoculars and set them at the windows overlooking our feeders, so if I notice an interesting bird when I'm glancing out, binoculars will be right there where I need them. Birding optics are a useful tool, so use them. Get out there and look at birds. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.